Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, coming off of a disappointing loss, you can't wait to, to play the next game as soon as possible. It helps when you go to the practice field, which we did this morning. But game didn't play well last week, and need to play a lot better to have a chance to beat a, very good football team in the University of Wisconsin. I'll take your question.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Matthew Stevens, goldenblatt.com.
Lovie, having been evaluated the Purdue-Illinois tape, as you did the last couple of days, I'm curious as to, as a defensive coach, what you thought why you think Jeff Brohm's offense is so susceptible to big plays and why that's kind of the hallmark of what he does.
Well, there, when you talk about big plays in an offense, especially in the passing game, you look at the quarterback position, David Blough. He's a very good, underrated quarterback that can, seem like he's a coach on the field that makes all the right decisions, can throw the football. But, there's a commitment to the run, commitment to the pass. So when you have a balanced attack like that, it can cause you problems. And when you you have tough matchups, of course, have a special – one special receiver and just some tough matchups, when you try to man up. So that's some of the things that we had problems with.
Thanks, Lovie. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Coach, I was just curious, with the season getting later now and the new redshirt rules, if you have some big decisions coming up with players that may be right on that bubble as for playing 4 games or more, and then also just kind of what your thought on that new rule is.
Okay. Thoughts on the new rule. Love the new rule. There are always decisions when you're dealing with young players on whether to play them or not. So to have the flexibility of definitely taking a look at everybody if it warrants it has been good. We are, and we do have a few players that are right at the border that we would like to redshirt, but our plan going in is if a guy, we need to play a young player, we're going to play him. And it's always about what the team needs at that time. But the redshirt rule has been beneficial to us right now. And we have other players that, we could possibly use a little bit later on in the season. So, again, love the rule. It's good for college football.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.